Blog Talk Radio.
For some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise, we as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family. Because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing.
I sing because I'm
happy. His eyes on
me. His eyes on them.
That's the reason.
That's the reason why I sing.
I want to know if you can help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason.
You're the reason why I sing.
Come on, say glory.
Glory,
thank you, Jesus. You're the reason. Can we say it again? Someone asked.
Someone asked.
Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering.
Someone may be wondering.
When we sing our song,
when we sing our song,
at times we may
be crying, and
nothing's even
and
wrong.
Nothing's even wrong.
This is the reason why I sing because. In here. Glory!
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason, Jesus.
You're the reason why
I know I'm right about it. I just want to say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
I give the praises to you.
I give the praise.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason why.
You're the reason why I
listen.
Sing.
And when the song is over, we've all said amen.
We've all said amen.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And the song will never
and
end.
The song will never
listen.
End.
And if somebody asks you.
And if somebody asks you.
Was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness.
Lift your hands and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole
listen.
World no.
When we cross that river,
and when we cross that river,
to study war no more,
to study war no more,
we will sing,
our song to Jesus,
the one whom we adore,
the one whom we adore.
Come on, family,
adore.
Let's take it home. I sing because.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're my melody at midnight, Jesus.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're my song in my storm, Jesus.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're the reason why. I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.
I ask that you bow your heads and close your eyes for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another wonderful day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. And just thank you once again for letting us be here on this show, Lord. And just let us just have like a great time tonight for all of us that are on this amazing Christmas break. In your name I pray, amen. And with that being said, guys, welcome to another episode of The Word with your two hosts, Bossman and A-Squared, as always, on a beautiful Sunday evening. Bossman, how have you been, man?
like you said, this has been a great Christmas break so far. Just having no academic obligations, you know, that first feeling you get, you just know you don't have anything hot, like on your back about filling this out, turning this in, meeting this deadline, and just spending time with the family. It's like I wouldn't trade it up, man. I'm doing good. How about you?
Man. I'm doing terrible. Terrible, horrible.
What?
Just all
Are you
the above, man.
How is that even
like
possible?
Because it's like, I don't know, man, just, like, these past couple of weeks, like, I thought, you know, like, yeah, the Christmas break would be amazing. Well, all I've really been doing is just going to work, going home, going to sleep, going to work, coming home, going to sleep. Like, my sleeping has been off, and then, like, when I'm finally off, like, today, I'm like, oh, snap, it's only 6 o'clock, and it's like, oh, I still got so much time during the day. Because I'm not used to that, and all I've been doing really is just working. Then some stuff happened earlier in the week. Some stuff happened last week, and I'm just sitting here like, man. And then, of course, top everything off, like one that I'm going to bring up. I'm not going to bring up all the other stuff because that's too personal. But then, of course, yesterday, I get late to work. So, you know, I'm rushing to work, you know, get to work and everything. Do my job, everything. Get off at like 11-something, get to my car. Had to park in the mud. And then, of course, you know, being parked near trucks, I go back to my car and I see just mud all over my car, like on the windshield and everything, all that, just to end my night. I'm like, that's just swell. So now I got to do that, and I got to watch that probably tomorrow because it's too cold and too dark outside. But, man, I don't know. I don't know, man. I've been going through a lot these past 2 weeks. I'm just ready to just, I don't know. It's just been
I totally understand you, Isbert, praying for you. Hopefully you get a better week. Because, I mean, for most of us, well, actually for high schoolers, this is when, I know that my sisters, they're starting their break this week. So everything's about to look good right now. Everything's about to be all types of turn up. But this is week 2 for me going on spring break. So we still got plenty of time, you know, make things feel better. Of course, you going to work. I mean, we got to get into the holiday spirit, man. This is like the happiest time of the year. This is the happiest time.
How are you going to tell me happiest time of the year when first thing is, me and you live in Texas. What holiday? What holiday are you talking about? I'm out here wearing shorts like it's nothing, and you're over here holiday spirit. Like, what are you talking about? I'm over here in shorts in the middle of December. While next you know, I go on Snapchat, seeing my friends with beanies and like, you know, like sweaters and all this good stuff. I can't even wear my Letterman because of Houston. It's too hot. Why is it warm in the middle of December? Why? That makes no sense. The only thing that's been giving me holiday spirit is eggnog. Cause my dad brought eggnog the other day. Eggnog is amazing.
Really?
It is like the best part about Christmas. Have you ever had eggnog, my friend?
No, I actually never had eggnog. Never.
Oh, you are missing out. Nope. Everyone need to blow up Boss Man's Twitter. If you don't know his Twitter, Life of Boss Man, and just spam him and let him know how amazing eggnog is. Honestly, that's the only thing that I've been getting into over the Christmas break, because when he brought it home from work, oh man, I drank it up. It is the best thing ever, man. It is so
eggnog.
Good.
I'm telling
yes.
I mean, it doesn't sound that appealing, man. I'll be honest. Eggnog? Like, just
I
wouldn't want to drink it.
See, like, don't get me wrong. Before I drank it, I'm like, eggnog? Like, what? That sounds disgusting. But when my dad actually, like, gave me the cup and I drank it, I'm like, oh, wait, this thing is good. And I started drinking more and more and more. That gallon goes by like it's nothing, because we drink it up so much in this house when it comes around Christmas. Oh, man. Eggnog is honestly amazing. I'm telling you, I'm going to give you a cup one day. It's amazing, dude. It is amazing. All right,
fair enough. Guess I got to try some eggnog.
Oh, yeah, big time. But I don't know, like, Christmas, I don't know, like, to me, like, everyone likes a holiday, like, how, like, with Thanksgiving. Like Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, main, like, big type of, you know, celebration type of holiday type, like, festives, you know, like, because everyone has so much stuff planned, kind of like a lot of people right now are traveling or, you know, seeing family or, you know, probably even staying home with the fam. So, I mean, everyone's doing, like, different stuff, you know, being preoccupied with certain things. And don't get me wrong, Boss Man's right. Best thing about it, you know, you don't have to worry about teachers and so on, because at the same time, teachers are at home with their families, so they don't want grade papers. They're like, bye. I'm going to catch you guys later. Later. Peace. So, you know, like, it makes it easier because no one wants to worry about school, not even the teachers. So, I don't know. And then Christmas break, it's funny, though, how, like, lately I've been seeing certain things about it. Some people like it. Some people don't. And that surprised me for a little bit, but we will get into that a little bit later in the show. But for right now, like, let's talk about, like, some of, like, the fun parts about, you know, Christmas break, man. Like, especially, like, me and Bossman coming from up north, from New York. Oh, man. One thing that I remember that I liked the most from Christmas was when I was younger. And we, like, me, my mom, my older brother, we would go outside, right? My dad would be shoveling, like, the driveway. And then it'd just be a pile of snow in the front yard. Then all of a sudden, I remember my mom, all I felt was like impact on the back of my head. I turned around, heard my brother throwing snowballs. All right, bet. Go to my side, get some snowballs, and we just throwing it back and forth the whole time while snow's coming down, like from the sky, and we just going back and forth. Then dad came in, and we just going at it, going like most of the day. Then to that, you know, making snowmen, hopping back in, and Dunkin' Donuts, came in so clutch with the hot chocolate and everything. It was so, it was good. It was such a fun time. What about you, Boss Man? Any fun memories?
Oh, man. Likewise. I remember around this time of season, it usually snows like crazy during like the later months. But when it snowed in December, I remember not having gloves one year. And like you, we used to do the whole play in the snow, throw snowballs and stuff like that. I remember not having gloves one year. And, you know, you just be like playing the snow regardless. So I started playing. I'm like, whew, it's getting kind of cold out here. So I took my socks and I put them on my hands and I used them as gloves to keep throwing snowballs. And the worst part about it was they weren't even like the thick socks. They were just like, you know, those thin church socks that you wear, like to wear with your like church shoes. And I mean, when you're in a snowball war, you're not gonna stop anything. Like we were all, man, no, he has no arms. Well, give him some gloves and keep throwing. And that was basically it. I'm over here shivering in my hands, but I mean, it was just that much fun. And then of course, yeah, the hot chocolate, I hit the spot. Oh my goodness,
oh,
the hot
yeah.
chocolate with the buttered bread and oh goodness, so delicious.
That's what I'm saying.
Marshmallows.
I don't know. Like to me, like Christmas was
kind
of
Christmas
fun.
Breakdown here.
Oh yeah, man. Like that's what I'm saying. Like when you brought the whole holiday season, you can't feel jolly in the sun. The sun's still out. We're talking about feeling jolly. Like I don't know where our listeners are coming from, but I know some listeners are in the snow. Some may not be. To those that are, man, live it up. Like to me, because honestly, I miss it. Because honestly, to be honest, I miss it. And reason being is because like you don't actually feel like Christmas down here. Like I can't wear my jackets the way I can because it's because it's hot in the middle of the day and it's like I'm out most of the day. Then nighttime I'm at home, so I don't need my jacket. So it's like, why have my jacket? There's like you know no point. And then even like
you know
last year when I got my letterman, I can't even wear that. What's up?
You know what the funny thing is though, when I'm driving around and I'm seeing a lot of New York license plates. And I'm like, why are you coming down here for Christmas? You know, I was just wondering, what would make you decide to leave New York City, like the whole Christmassy aurora, and come down here to hot, hot, hot Texas? But the funny thing is, like, people born and raised here, that's all they ever really known. You know, if they haven't left, like, Texas for the holidays or whatever, they've never really seen snow, never played with snow. Like, this is the Christmas spirit, you know? It's funny. I wonder how New Yorkers feel when they come down here and it's, like, all hot and stuff and they don't have to wear, like, you know, layer upon layer upon layer. That I think, like, now, because we were kids before, it's a lot more fun for them because, like they said, they don't have to be like your dad, shoveling snow, driving in snow, walking around in snow, doing everything. Like, because they, like, it's fun for us because we really just go out there to build snow stuff and throw snow stuff and then go back home and then just chill out.
Yeah.
But they got to do all the hard work about the snow. So I was thinking, I guess they're kind of lucky right now. You know, I never thought about it that way.
I mean, it just all depends, to be honest. Because everyone that's listening or that's even, like, talking on the show, we all come from different parts of the world. Some people may be in Alaska, some people from China, some people from California. You know, we're all from different parts of the world. Maybe even Africa, who knows where. So everyone's experiencing something different. But, I mean, there's also some other fun parts about Christmas. Like, of course, like, the whole part of the whole, you know, with the, what is it? When you were a kid with the whole Santa Claus phase and the presents. And, you know, like, all that good stuff of, like, the whole, Santa's coming overnight and bringing you presents. And you run downstairs and you have, like, a bunch of presents and stuff in your stockings. And then all the stuff that you wanted from TV magically appeared under the tree. Oh, my gosh. And then here you are, Mom, Dad, Santa came last night. Oh, my goodness. And I think, like, the main part of Christmas that everyone looks forward to, like, everyone looks towards to is mainly the whole gift sharing. Of, like, everyone getting gifts for certain people and, like, exchanging gifts or, like, even, like, how, like, my parents are trying to do right now, the whole, like, secret, like right now my parents are trying to do, like, this whole little secret Santa thing of who's getting who what. And, you know, like, and then also at the same time, like, doing, like, different activities. Like, most people stay at home, watch a movie together. Others, like, my family, like, next week what we're going to try and do, there's a little spot downtown where it's, like, an open skating rink, like, at night. Where it's outside and then pretty and I was gonna bring that up to you, and then pretty much it's like, you know, like we go downtown, we did this last year, went downtown and it's like open outside and everyone can go around skating, and it's actually pretty fun because everyone comes out, the music's playing, everyone's enjoying like having a laugh and so on. But yeah, so I mean, you know, like I think like the main part, like the main two parts that people see with Christmas is people in a really good mood and at the same time presents. Because the way I've been working and the way everyone's been, like, coming through the stores, oh, wait, I need to get this for my wife. I need to get this for my sister. I need to get this for my cousin. I need to get this. Like, working through the holidays, you see how crazy people are. And in the way that people just pull out money, it's like, man, they are really trying to spend so much money for this certain person. I don't know. Like, I feel like Christmas, when it comes down to it, a lot of people are just in, like, such the giving, jolly type of mood, just so happy about life. To where it's like, oh, man, I got to do this, I got to do that. And just, like, everyone just having a fun time, especially, like, when it comes with the family. Because no school, you still have work, but, you know, no school, don't have to worry about the whole education part. You can actually be home with everybody and, like, hey, what do you guys want to do? And you guys have all these different plans of how to do certain things. So,
true. Speaking from a perspective of someone who, like, there's, like, my family never really celebrated Christmas. And speaking from that perspective, I still found, like, the whole holiday kind of fun. You know, not because, like, we were celebrating it, but because of, the mood that we were getting into. You know, like you said, like, it's that Christmassy kind of mood. Everyone's in a giving, kind of jolly attitude. And the thing that I found fun, even though we didn't really celebrate Christmas, was watching, like, you know, the Christmas movies and listening to and singing the Christmas songs and stuff like that. And it just puts you in that happy sort of mood. That's what I specifically remember. Not necessarily the gifts and stuff like that, but although those are very fun too. But I think I was blessed enough not to, you know, make that the focal point of my Christmas break. You know, not the giving part. Just the being able to, you know, share that time with family members that are maybe coming from near and far, or you don't really get to spend much time with together. And you just do stuff together because, I mean, there's nothing much else to do. Everything else is gone, you know. I like that part the best.
I don't know. There's a lot of different aspects about it. So to some of the listeners out there, what do you guys think about it? Because, one, everyone's experiencing a different Christmas. Because we all live, you know, some people out the country. So how do you, what's your perspective on Christmas and how do you feel about it, honestly? You know, just to see how, like, where everyone's coming from. Because some people may have, like, a totally different perspective on it itself. But I don't know. I see, like, with most people, everyone's just in such an exciting mood and everything. I don't know. That's how where it comes from for me. Everyone being so jolly and happy in the whole Santa Claus phase and the presents and so on, but I don't know. And the crazy thing I found is, like, what we're about to get into next is how people, you know, like, some people actually like the holiday, but a lot of people don't. That's the funny thing that I found out, especially, like, in these past couple of weeks, and we're going to talk about those reasons after this break, so... Hope you guys are enjoying the show a bit. If you guys want to leave us any comments or even want to get on the show, the number is 646-915-8464. You know, tell your friends to come on and listen. Maybe they want to say something about Christmas. Or, you know, like, if you guys want to even put your own little two cents about it, how you feel about it, what do you guys like, what you don't like about it, and so on. So when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, some reasons why people like it and why people actually don't like Christmas. And it was shocking to me what I found. So I hope you guys stay tuned.
We will rejoice.
And we are back live on the Word, talking to you guys about Christmas. And as I've seen it so far lately, it's just been a lot of crazy people going shopping, trying to get all this, all these certain types of things for certain people. So I don't know. Christmas seems like a fun holiday, but at the same time, a very hectic one. So before I even get into why do people even like it, Boss Man, give me one reason why you think people like this holiday. One reason only.
Why I think people like the holiday?
Yes, this certain holiday.
Well, my reason is a break from school. It's a simple, relaxed. It's just like a breather. You know, you drop the books real quick, collect yourself, and then get back to it. That's my reason.
Oh, man. Man, that's an amen to that, especially at the finals, and I don't have to look at a teacher. I don't have to look at a desk. I don't have to hear,
sure.
Turn the chapter. No, I'm not turning to that chapter again until, like, January. Who knows? But I don't know. My reason for, like, why, like, certain people like it, I think it mainly has to do with the whole, like, I think it has to do with TV. Because some of the commercials of Christmas with Santa Claus and then like the songs themselves and then like even like what artists that we know today like Mariah Carey and some others that like that like put like some of their songs in like that Christmas little twist and it's like people just get like I don't know it's like whenever they see like certain stuff about Christmas on TV they feel happy they feel excited about it. Or like also like another thing also is the whole like family aspect of it to where like no school, no extra nonsense. Just, you know, like if I have to go to work, I go to work. But other than that, I get to go home, be with my family, be with my sibling because now we don't have to go to school. And, you know, just being together. I feel like, you know, like that's like one of the main things of why people enjoy Christmas. But before I continue, we have a caller on the line that has a question ending in the numbers 9986. You are live on the Word. What is your name? Caller. Hello. Ending in 9986. Okay, then.
Okay.
Sorry about that, guys. But anyways, but that's why I feel like, you know, most people like the holidays, mainly because, like, the commercials that they see and also just being together with family. But what I found is, well, that too, then also what Bossman said with school, then other reasons that I found why people like it so much. one of them was Christmas sweaters. Another one
was ugly sweaters.
Trust me, I've seen them all, especially, like, what, the Hotline Bling one? Oh, don't get me started.
Oh, yeah. Drake.
Oh,
oh
my
mercy!
The way they have them. Yes, yes. Oh, and then wait, no, even better. Have you seen the Kevin Hart one? The way how big his head is on the sweater. Oh, it is something else, man. I'm like, wow, he really did that. And the thing is, though, people buy it. It's amazing. But the Christmas sweaters, family Christmas cards, you know. Advent calendars, what else? And then one that I found that I was shocked that a lot of people like was Christmas caroling. And then the last one, office gift exchanges.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Those must be really good, though. Okay. Well, wait a minute. Your food wasn't on the list? That's like Thanksgiving 2.0.
Well, you gotta remember. Well, you gotta remember when it comes to Thanksgiving, that's all people know is the food, and then Black Friday. When it comes to Christmas, it's more of like family, like songs, you know, carols, and then presents. So either because that's what you gotta remember. Thanksgiving is food. Christmas is like happiness and presents. You know.
All right, fair enough. I can live with that.
Yeah. But, like, with caroling, to be honest, I don't really like caroling only because, like, first off, you got to walk around in the cold. Second off, to go to random people's house, I may, like, look at you the wrong way.
Not here in Houston.
Like, because honestly, like, when I seen caroling happen, it's like, you feel like, because I think about it, you're going to knock on the door. A grown man opens the door. He looks like he just woke up. He looks mad as can be, and you're over here trying to sing to him. And he's like, what are these people doing at my house? Like, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Christmas caroling to me, I don't know. But it's a good cause, though, because, like, to actually, like, to step out there and to actually, like, go out there and, like, sing to people, you must be in a really, mm-hmm. really good mood. Like, for instance, mm-hmm. 1 year, I was so shocked about this that I didn't know that people did this. I hope it happens to you and everyone else that listens. I went to McDonald's with my family one day, right? And then and then we went through the drive-thru. And then for most of you that know me personally, I have a big family, all five of us and everything. So we eat a lot and everything. So, you know, my dad orders the food and then finished ordering it. It came out to, I forgot what price, a certain amount of price. And we're like, okay, cool. You know, we're going to pay for it. All of a sudden, okay, we show up to the window to get our food and also pay. Here goes the lady. Oh, you guys don't have to pay. It's free. And then like, we're all looking at each other. We're like, wait, what? So, no, it's free. And I'm like, what do you mean free? The total was this on the screen. Yeah, I know. And I'm like, so why is it free? Then here she goes explaining to us, well, usually when it comes around this time of the year, usually what most, like, people do in the drive-thru, the person ahead of you usually asks for, like, usually asks about how much does the other customer has to pay for, and usually they pay for it. So then we're like, wait. So you're telling me the car in front of us paid for our meal? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, you're joking. He's like, and then all of a sudden here goes the employee. No, that usually happens like every year. And then usually it's like a chain reaction. Like, we usually have like 10 cars do it like straight, like pay for the next customer. I'm like, wow. Letting us know, like, straight up, like, the driver ahead of us paid for our meal. And we're like, really? And then, like, McDonald's was telling us that, like, usually people do that during the holidays, that people pay for each other's food. Letting you know, like, the person never saw us, only saw our car. Only saw our car and probably just my dad and my mom in the driver and passenger seat. And then just paid for our food. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Because to me, it's like, you must be in a really good mood. Because I know me, when it comes to money, I don't like giving my money. And then here's this person just, I'll pay for it. Doesn't even know me. Hasn't even seen me ever, and does it. Hmm. To me, that's amazing. That's a blessing.
I've heard of that. It's never happened to me personally. I'm still waiting for the Christmas spirit, you know, to roll around when I hit the drive-thru. But I've heard of people getting that all the time. It is pretty cool, and that just goes to show, like, that you people, like you said, it's a spirit. You know, they didn't even have to know you. They didn't even have to see your face. And it is trying to do a good thing for you. And like you said with the carol, it's the same concept with the caroling. You don't know who's going to open that door. And the best thing about it is, I know sometimes people might be like, who is this knocking out from my door at 8 a.m. or whatever? And they get open to the door, they're mad. But you don't know if what you're about to sing will really make their day. And you don't know if you will be the first visitor they've had in maybe weeks or months or years even, to, like, actually knock at their door and do something out the kindness of their heart, out of your kindness of your heart. Like, you don't know how much that might change a person's perspective on life, how they make them feel that day. You know, it's incredible. And I actually want the opportunity to go caroling. But like you said, we live in two different places. If you try that in New York, you know, you have apartment buildings and complexes, and people live together. You know, it's just like a skip and a hop. And you're at the next door, you're at the next door, you're at the next door. Here in Houston, however, if you're trying to go caroling, you might have to walk a good minute. Like, you might have to drive. Like, you might need a map. Like, where are we going next? All right, about 15 miles that way. You're going to have to go a good minute. Either way, you know, it's for the betterment of somebody else's day. Especially if you sing really well, you know, that's the best part. Getting a good couple carolers to come to your door and sing a couple songs.
True. Oh no, like, that just shocked me the most when that happened to us the other year. I'm like, wow, like, that's crazy, because I was not expecting that. And they told us that, but like, what? And then all of a sudden, like, then also, like, we even tried to continue the whole thing, and we did it too. And, like, we just felt good about it, because it was like, wow, people actually feel in a really good mood. Amazing how that works. But I don't know. I don't know if one of you guys have had that experience. Let us know about that. But now on to why people actually don't like this holiday. And I was pretty shocked to hear, like, about, like, in a couple of weeks, Like, I even heard it on the radio, on the news a little bit. I tried to find some stuff on the internet, but not really. I found some things, but not a lot. But, like, I mainly found I mainly found it on, like, the news and on, like, I heard on the radio whenever I'm driving. But before I even get into that, let me ask you that, boss man. Why do you think, for some reason, people don't like this holiday?
Again, share my reasons. I think a couple of other people can actually relate to this. My family doesn't celebrate Christmas because of the biblical, like proof of it. You know, okay, so basically Christmas is about, you know, Jesus being born and saving the entire world with that birth, you know, like on a cold Christmas day, December 25th, et cetera, et cetera. But the Bible really doesn't, like, back that up, you know, factually. Of course, Jesus was born, but it doesn't say that he was born on that certain day, that certain time. But actually, if you try looking it up, if you try, like, calculating when he was born, it actually points to early fall, you know, like, because of Passover. And what if they count from, like, Jesus' last Passover to, like, when he was born, which is about 30 years, 33 years, and it actually dates to early fall. But, it's just more than that. You know, there's always this thing. It's the same thing with, like, all the other holidays, like Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, Father's Day, Halloween, all those things. Like, they were, at first, pagan holidays. And when the pagans were, like, you know, trying to convert, you know, they accepted Jesus. Like, the people in power made, like, certain pagan holidays, which actually worship different, like, gods or idols or whatever, they made those holidays, like, more god-like. So they replaced one god with another. So basically, instead of, like, the sun god or something, it was Jesus' birthday on that, like, particular day. December 25th belonged to a holiday for, like, the pagan kind of religions or whatever. So they just said, you know what, let's make this a little bit easy for them and put this as Jesus' birthday. I mean, the spirit of the holiday is, like, still the best part of it. But, like, factual-wise, it's kind of, like, unsettling for people who don't really believe that that's the exact day because the Bible doesn't, you know, back that up. That's my thing with it. That's kind of what makes me uncomfortable about it, but, hey.
I mean, everyone has their side on it. But what I found with it was that reason why some people don't like it, well, first one I found that was like the number one thing I kept finding repeatedly. Christmas is driven by commercialism.
Yeah, that's the one that I think a lot of people relate to.
And then, like, what one person commented is that I'm not sure it's worth keeping Christmas anymore. He began laminating. He began lamenting that the holiday has become a roadshow of reindeer, winter scenes, elves, and the god substitute Santa Claus, who serves as a front for merchants seeking to play on the guilt some parents bear for ignoring their kids the rest of the year.
Man. That's pretty scary how more and more accurate that becomes as years pass by. Like, literally. It's just so much TV. Like, this is the time where people get to open their pocketbooks to companies and toys and just all the type of stuff that'll make, like, you know, our flesh happy. Like, you know, what we want physically. Like, the toys and video games and TVs and whatnot. This is the time for they pounce. It's kind of scary. That's the sad part about Christmas.
But, and, like, because that's the thing, though, about it. Because, like, that's the number one that stood out to me. There are some others, but that one stood out to me the most. Because, like, it goes back to how I said about the whole, like, TV part. When I was a kid, I remember all that time, too. As soon as I saw a commercial and I saw the toy, wrote it down. Next toy, wrote it down. Next video game, wrote it down. Gave my parents the list. I said, give it to Santa, this and that, because I used to be the kid that used to believe in Santa till I didn't, till I found out he wasn't real. And the next thing you know, a magically appeared, presents show up. It's like, you know, like with Christmas, it's like Valentine's Day, it's like Mother's Day, it's like Father's Day, because what all four of these holidays have in common is that one day, oh, it's Mother's Day, I'm going to give my mom a gift. Oh, it's Father's Day, I'm going to give my dad a gift. Oh, it's Valentine's Day, I'm going to show how much I love my boyfriend, my girlfriend, or my husband or wife, and do all this, take them out to dinner and so on. Oh, Christmas is coming, I need to get gifts. My question, my number one question that I always say in every show, why? Why do you have to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do it. You know, like, you know, like it's your choice. You don't have to do it. What comes down to it, though, is that we see everyone else doing it, and then the first thing we think, like, for instance, with Valentine's Day, number one thing, oh, if I don't do something, my girl's going to be mad. I got to find a way to do something. I got to go to the store and buy something. Oh, if I don't get my mom something on Mother's Day, she's going to get on me, saying I gave you birth and all this, and you didn't give me a gift. Oh, and then Christmas. Oh, Christmas.
Hey, Square, you there? Hello. Hey, Square. All right, well, looks like we're having some technical difficulties, but I see what you what A Square was saying. You know, it is a time where everybody decides to, you know, show their appreciation. My mom says that all the time. You know, don't buy me stuff when I'm dead. You know, things like that. She says, show your appreciation, but you don't have to wait until, like, a certain time comes to show your appreciation for someone. And I feel like that might be a turnoff for certain holidays like Christmas and Valentine's Day and Mother's Day and Father's Day, because this is the time where everybody decides, oh, time to show my love for the people, you know, I care about. And like Acer said, this is, like, Christmas shouldn't be the time where you make up for the year. Like, it should be the entire year, you know, you're showing that type of same love and appreciation. So, I agree with him.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like, that's pretty much what I was going to say, because, like, it makes no sense. Because, like, when it comes to, like, Valentine's Day, it should be like, no, I love you every day. It's not should be that one day I'm buying, like, this $60 teddy bear, taking you on this $300 dinner, and buying you all this extra stuff when every day, or, like, every other day, I should spoil you. I should show you how much I care for you, how much I love you and everything. It shouldn't just be that one day I just go all out. And even when it comes to, like, Christmas, yeah, you know, you may get mad I didn't get you a present. And, yeah, you know, especially, like, coming from, like, a parent perspective, you may go back to school and, like, all your friends have new games and so on. But, hey, the number one thing that you should be happy about is that you're still alive, still here on this earth. Because not a lot of kids, especially when it comes to Christmas, don't have that chance to be alive. Not a lot of kids don't have a chance to be, you know, spend time with their parents. Some kids I know right now are right now in the hospital fighting who knows what. Some kids right now are wishing to be with their parents right now instead of having a present. So, you know, be thankful for, like, what you do have. And that's why I think what I've learned from Christmas in the past couple of years, because as I've gotten older and, like, hit puberty and everything else, it's like the more I've gotten older, the less I've wanted. Because at first when I was a kid, it was like, oh, I had papers for days writing all the stuff I wanted. I was going crazy on that paper. Then as I got older, I'm just like, I mean, I want it, but I don't need it. You know, like, that's why I started looking at a lot of things. Because don't get me wrong, the world has so many amazing things to buy. Like, what? I'm like, what, that new hoverboard? Oh, that looks amazing. Just have fun with the new games and everything, the new shoes. Oh, man, there's so many things that look amazing. But then sometimes you got to pull a Kevin Hart. And if you know what I mean, well, you see, the way my bank account is set up, I have a checking and savings, but all my money's in my savings. So what I have to do, I have to transfer all my money into my checkings, and then it takes 3 business days for that to happen so I can use my money. So, I mean, honestly, when it comes down to it, it's like, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of stuff that we want, but the question is, do we truly need it? And I feel like, you know, like, that's where, like, Christmas is truly messed up, to where why people, like, bash on it so much, because they think about it as, like, do I really need this? It's like, why? Like, there's no point of doing all this spending. Because even coming from me, when I work in retail right now, seeing everyone going insane over gifts, and next thing you know, a couple hours later, this has happened to me because of whenever I'm working there, A couple hours later, I see the same customer. Yeah, she didn't want it. I'm going to return it. Really? So you were in that line for these many hours and just gave me all that money, and now you tell me to give your money back because she didn't want it. She didn't want it.
Oh,
like,
man.
Really? And then, like, that's the thing. Like, you go so crazy, but for what? Like, honestly, like the presents mainly excite the kids because kids will get anything. You give them something, oh, my God, I love you. It's like, okay, sure, fine, have fun with that. But I don't know. It's like sometimes, like, when it, like, it's just insane how people just go to drastic measures for certain things when really you don't have to. You feel forced. But no one says that you have to. Because, like, for instance, like, what? Me and my girlfriend, she even asked me, what do you want for Christmas? Nothing. Why not? Because I don't want anything for Christmas. Nothing really excites me that I need it. Because, it's like, I already have everything. I already have I have a phone. I have money. I have my girlfriend. I have my family. No. Start the list over. I have my family. Have my girlfriend. Have money. Have a phone, have a car. What else do I need? I got my friends. I mean, not a lot of them, but I got friends. But other than that, what else do I need? I don't really need everything. I don't really need nothing else, to be honest. But she's over here every time. No, I'm gonna get you something. I mean, you can get me something. It's just I don't see the point of you don't have to spend money on getting me something because.
Yeah.
Like, I'm relaxed about it. I'm not going to go crazy. Buy me this now or else we're breaking up. Like, no, that's crazy talk. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
Like, that, like, that's crazy talk, man.
Christmas makes people crazy sometimes. But my personal beef with Christmas right now is, I think we touched on this in one of our other shows. Oh, the Lying Show. We touched on this on the Lying Show. My beef with Christmas is how parents work so hard to raise their children the way that they're supposed to be. And they're setting all these fantastic morals. You know, they're saying, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. And the worst part is every year until they're about 7, 8, 9, they're telling their kids that there is a man coming down their chimney in a red suit, 300 pounds. In a red velvet suit with a big bag for all of the children of the world. And he's going to come in the middle of the night and drop some toys under their Christmas tree, and everything will be okay as long
as you
give him cookies and milk. You give him all he's going to want in exchange are 2 Oreo cookies and a glass of milk. That's all he wants.
Stranger danger. That's all I hear about it. Because you're telling me that a random man is watching me and what I want, and then randomly brings it. Like, ooh.
Oh, my goodness. He knows.
That sounds like stranger danger.
He knows. What does this man do for a living? Why is he always on me? Like, what? What? That's the part I was like, no, I don't like this. My parents were like, straight up, there is no man coming up in here giving you toys that I don't know about, that I haven't given you. This is me. This is all me. Don't be giving no man credit. I'm sorry. This came from me. No lies here. Don't be lying. I'm sorry, but we can't be lying to our children about this now. And, like, the thing is, like, you know, people say, you know, it's for the kids, you know, it's that Christmas spirit. There are plenty of ways to have Christmas spirit without lying to them. You know, like, what if the kid really takes this to heart? You feel me? Like, you lied to me for whatever amount of years about somebody coming to give me presents and when it was really you. You could have just said it was you. I would have been thankful.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't have had to write a letter and put it in the mailbox, wasted a good stamp. That stamp cost 42 cents. I wasted that to send it to a place that doesn't even exist. Got me thinking elves are real and there's a Mrs. Santa Claus walking around here. It's like, what? What? There's a workshop and everything. What? No. Come on now.
That's the main thing about it. And, like, that was the other part of the list that I saw. Now with the whole, like, the commercial part, people didn't like Christmas for these main things. Like, yeah, I think 3 or 4 things. The commercials,
the whole Santa Claus replacing God. I saw a lot of that. They said, like, saying, like, how, like, Santa Claus replacing God. The whole thing about Christmas not relating to the Bible and Jesus' birth. And then also another thing, they said that a lot of people are stressed out over this holiday. I'm like, really?
Hmm.
So. And then they didn't really go in depth about the last one. I think it's because, you know, people in stress where, you know, like certain things occurring, because not everyone's having the best Christmas. And, like, also at the same time, though, like when it comes to even, like, buying presents, over here going insane trying to buy presents, and it's like, oh, my goodness. But, yeah, those are, like, the main four things. The commercials. The whole Santa Claus replacing God, that one was heavy between those two commercials and Santa replacing God. Mm-hmm. Then the whole, like, Christmas not really relating to the Bible and Jesus' birth, like how you said earlier.
Yeah.
And then people being stressed out over the holidays.
Because of all the hustle and bustle and stuff. Oh, yeah. But I think that Christmas, like, the Christmas spirit is embodied in a verse. Galatians 5, verse 22, verse 23. This is the embodiment of the Christmas spirit. This is how we can achieve, like, the true meaning of what Christmas, whatever it was supposed to be, what it was supposed to be. This is how we fulfill this. But the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such thing, there is no law. So the Bible asks us to celebrate the spirit of this holiday for our whole entire lives. So, you know, with the presents, if you really love someone, just toss them a present in the middle of June. Like, they'll appreciate it. They won't say, wait until Christmas. You know, they're not going to say, wait till my birthday. Like, if you really show that, if you really love that person, show them your appreciation. Like, it doesn't need to be Valentine's Day for you to get your mom or your girl flowers or whatever. You know, it doesn't. You don't have to wait. Just show that appreciation there. And if you're trying to be a good spirit, whether it's in traffic, whether it's at school, whether it's at home, just be in joy and peace. You know, not everything has to be a big old fight until Christmas, and then you're back at it New Year's Day. You know, just show signs of appreciation and love and compassion, some self-control. You know, just have that sort of spirit, and every day will feel like Christmas. Every day.
One day, every day. I don't know. That's just the main issue that I see with most holidays, and also when it comes to Christmas, to where I'm going to wrap it up. To where when it comes down to, like, certain holidays, and, like, especially when it comes to Christmas, certain people, you know, it's like they see how society portrays a lot of holidays, and then now they got to do the same thing too. And that's why I brought up the whole TV phase, because the minute we see it on TV, it's like, oh, everyone's doing that, I got to do it too. Oh, Chris Brown's doing it, I got to do it too. Oh, Beyonce's doing it, I got to do it. No, you don't. Yeah, TV and all these commercials are showing you different things, but that doesn't mean you have to do it. You can always just, you know, do nothing. Like, for instance, you will not be judged about it. I mean, you might, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, it's like, it's your mindset. Like, yeah. I don't care. Like, okay, you don't want to do that? Okay, you don't want to do that. Because how I see it, it's like, one, it should be like an everyday thing that, like, you know what? I may just buy you a present for some certain reason. I'm going to do that. Like, don't do it because, it's Christmas. Oh, it's Valentine's Day. Oh, it's Mother's Day. No, man. I'm not saying, like, buy a present every day for that person or, like, for whoever. I'm just saying, like, you know, like, buy a present here and there, surprise them. And also at the same time, though, you know, like, that same jolly feeling that we have around this time, and also, like, that same care and love that we have around this time or any holiday, show it, like, every day. Like when it comes to caring and loving, show that every day, man. Like, that should be an everyday thing. Because, like, I shouldn't be sitting here thinking, does this person truly care about me? Does this person truly love me? I should already know from the jump, the minute I see you, man, it's all good. He loves me. She loves me. Oh, yeah. I know for a fact she has my back. He has my back. He cares for me. You know, like, I should already think that way. I shouldn't be sitting here guessing or like, contemplating life. Like, do they care? Do they not? And then also at the same time, I'm thinking about it. When it comes to certain holidays, people already expect, like, okay, someone's going to send me a gift. It's going to happen because everyone does that. Like, for instance, with Valentine's Day. I already know for a fact when it comes to Valentine's Day, my girlfriend's going to be like, so what are we going to do? Because everyone does something with their couple or, like, with their significant other. Because everyone expects that. Mother's Day. So what are you going to get me? Like, why should I get you with this day? I can get you, what if I get you the day after Mother's Day? And then I even got judged by that by my mom, too, one time. I got her a present the next day. She's like, well, Mother's Day is done. Yeah, but you're still my mom. I'm like, you're still my mom, regardless of the fact. Like, I'm still with you. Like all 18 years of my life, you still my mom. You haven't changed your title. So I don't understand why you're getting mad about it. Like, because my thing is, though, when it comes to caring, showing affection, when it comes to loving somebody, whatever it may be, whether it's your friend, your family, like your mom, dad, your siblings, boyfriend, girlfriend, cousin, whoever, it should, like, the caring, loving, and affection should not just be one day. It should be an everyday thing. Presents, exactly. You know, like, presents, it should be nice here and there, and also, like, especially, like, to surprise them, because think about it. If you do it, like, in the middle of June, like how Boss Man said, they're going to be like, oh, random, but all right, thanks, man, because, like, to them, it's going to throw them off, like, whoa. Uh-huh. You know, like it wasn't during Christmas, it wasn't on my birthday, just here. Like, you know, like that's the best thing about it too, surprising some people, and then you'll be surprised how happy some of them will be when they're like, oh, you did that for me? Oh, thanks, man. Like, that's just the thing about it. So I feel like, you know, like it should be like an everyday thing when it comes to showing affection and showing love and caring for certain people in your life, you know? Because like it shouldn't just be like, because at a holiday, I'm going to be happy. Oh, because of this time, I'm going to do this. Because of this time, I'm going to do that. No, man. It should be an everyday thing. You shouldn't even think about it. And then also then the person that's receiving this love and affection shouldn't even think about, does this person even truly love me? You should already know from the jump. But that's where I feel about it, and that's my little story about that. Anything for you, Lawson, before we leave?
Yeah, before we leave, one more thing to note. It's Christmas, right? So technically, it's Jesus' birthday. The man is 2,015 years old. What are we doing for him? You know, what are we doing on his day for him? Not for us, not even for our loved ones even. What are we doing for someone who has given it all up, who was born on this day to die on another for everybody? I think that's what we should really focus on, especially on you know, the day that we've chosen to celebrate Jesus' birth. Because if it wasn't for his birth, you know, a lot of us wouldn't be here right now. You know, a lot of us wouldn't be as happy as we are. A lot of us wouldn't be as blessed as we are. So I think we need to remember to make that a focal point. You know, make that a focal point. Just do something for him, you know, during this season. So if it's volunteering at a shelter, or just giving to the people you love, or doing something for yourself, you know, that'll make God happy. You know, go on and do that, because it's his birthday, you know?
Very true, man. And then the funny thing is, when he died for us, he was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to do it for you, because that's how much love he had for us. We were so shocked by it that, like, you know what, I'm going to die for you. You know, I'm going to die for you. How many people can sit there, yeah, I'm going to die for you? What? Yeah. Like, to sit there, yeah, and be like, you know what, boss man, I'm going to die for you. You going to do what? Wait, you serious?
Merry Christmas.
So you tell me you're going to die. Right? Like,
Merry
that's the
Christmas
crazy thing about it, but...
Like, what?
I'm saying, like, that's a big thing to give up, to give to somebody, and, like, not just one person, but to everybody. Yeah, I'm going to die. What? Okay.
All right. Thanks.
But, like, I'm telling you, like, that's a very big thing to give to just not just one person, but to the whole world. But I like what Boston said with that. Like, that's a very major thing when it comes to Jesus, man. A very major thing. But with that being said, thank you guys for listening to another episode of The Word. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Please go back to our last show, because that show is actually like a big hit. That it was like, when I went back to see how many people listened. Oh, you guys, like, whoever didn't listen to last week's show, please, all you gotta do is click on the link in our bios on our Instagram pages or on our Twitter page or our Facebook page, and go back on that show, because that show was honestly hilarious. It was fun and it was heated. So please, and that show was over the friend zone. I'm not even going to get into it. Just all I'm going to say is go back to the show, because that show was crazy. But thank you guys once again for listening to another episode. Hope you guys enjoy. Please leave us suggestions of what you guys want to hear, because we like hearing from you guys about, like, hey, Boss Man, hey, A-Squared, I want to listen to this. Hey, what if you guys do something like this? Like, let us know. Because it's not really our show, it's your show. Because honestly, when it comes down to it, to be honest, me and Boss Man, we're to be sad thing is we're not going to be teens soon. He's about to be 20. I'm about to be 19. So when it comes down to it, we're soon not going to be teens. So this is mainly your show. We just do it because we like hearing from you guys and like having you guys come on, laugh, enjoy it, you know, maybe even get mad and like put your two cents in, just whatever,
oh,
man.
For sure.
It's your show. It's you. It's all about you. It's not about us at all. So if you guys want to hear something like a certain topic that we didn't touch, or like maybe a topic that we did touch but want to go deeper in, let us know. Our Twitter is @TheWord, or even Boss Man, if you want to hit him up personally, his Twitter is Life of Boss Man. Even go like, or if you have a Facebook, hit us up at the word Houston. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what do you want to hear next, what do you want to hear in the next couple of shows, or even what do you want us to change. But thank you guys once again. Hope you guys tune in next week. And as we talk about, you know, and then as we talk about like how Christmas went for everybody and probably a new topic. So hope you guys tune in then. Thank you for all the love and support. And until next time, God first, God bless.
We love you.
I will lift it and you.